Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Today, we're tackling something that plagues us all. Procrastination. Ever find yourself staring at a to-do list longer than your grocery receipt, but somehow manage to spend the entire afternoon scrolling through cat videos? You know that feeling when your motivation is MIA and you're drowning in a sea of unfinished tasks. Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. But guess what? Today's not about beating ourselves up over past mistakes. Nope, we're diving deep into ancient wisdom stoicism, to be exact, because those philosophers had some seriously smart strategies for conquering procrastination and unlocking peak productivity. Buckle up, folks, because this is going to be a game changer. 5 key takeaways to slay your procrastination beast. First things first, remember that time is precious, fleeting even. We can't get it back once it's gone. Think of it like a valuable resource. Would you waste your money on frivolous things when you could be investing it? Exactly. Instead of getting caught up in the illusion of endless time, embrace the reality of each passing moment. When you realize that today is all we truly have, procrastination loses its grip. Second, focus on what's within your control. We can't control everything in life, traffic jams, unexpected deadlines, even that neighbor who blasts polka music at 7 a.m. seriously, what's with that? But what we can control is our actions, our choices, and our response to those uncontrollable things. So, instead of stressing over what's out of your hands, shift your energy towards taking action on what you can influence. There to break down those daunting tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Imagine facing a massive mountain it seems impossible, right? But if you climb one step at a time, that mountain becomes conquerable. The same goes for projects or goals. Divide them into bite-sized pieces and celebrate each milestone as you achieve it. You'll be surprised how quickly progress builds momentum. Fourth, practice mindfulness, truly being present in the moment. When your mind starts wandering to distractions, hello, social media, gently guide it back to the task at hand. This takes practice, but think of it like a muscle. The more you exercise your focus, the stronger it becomes. And finally, remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be setbacks, days when motivation is low, and moments where you feel like giving up. That's Sergey. The Stoics believed in resilience, bouncing back from challenges and learning from our mistakes. So, don't let those occasional dips derail your entire journey. Real-world relatable example. Think about that big project you've been putting off. Maybe it's cleaning out the garage, writing that novel, or finally tackling that home improvement project. It feels overwhelming, right? But what if we break it down? Instead of staring at the entire mess, focus on one corner of the garage. Maybe just declutter and organize those boxes you've been avoiding for months. Once you feel a sense of accomplishment in that small area, move to another section. You'll be amazed at how quickly progress builds, and soon enough, you'll have a clean and organized space. And remember, each step forward, no matter how small, is a victory. Summary and key takeaways. Today's episode was all about harnessing the power of Stoicism to conquer procrastination. We explored 5 key takeaways. Embracing the present moment, focusing on what's within our control, breaking tasks into manageable chunks, practicing mindfulness, and cultivating resilience. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about making consistent progress and celebrating every victory along the way. Call to action. So, my friends, are you ready to ditch procrastination and unlock your full productivity potential? I challenge you to implement one of these Stoic strategies in your life today. Take a small step, celebrate that achievement, and keep pushing forward. And remember, share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these powerful insights. Until next time, stay focused. Stay motivated and keep striving for clarity first.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.